You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonsalves here with On The Money for this Wednesday, the 23rd of September 2020. It is your 10-minute daily business and finance news wrap. The Australian share market certainly powered ahead today, up 2.4%, the best day in 2 months. But first, I want to spend a bit of time telling you one of the main reasons why that happened. Now, yesterday, the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank, Guy Debelle, made a wide-ranging speech, but one of his most important comments was that he hinted official interest rates might actually fall. A number of economists, as a result, have changed their forecasts and their view, including NAB yesterday, one of the first. And now Westpac today saying that it expects rates to fall from 0.25%, already a record low, to 0.1% on Budget Day, which is on that first Tuesday of October. For more, here is Westpac Chief Economist Bill Evans.
Well, we know the Reserve Bank's been thinking about it for some time. It's been mentioned in governor's speeches in July, for instance. But I didn't think there was that great urgency. But I think now, with the Deputy Governor's speech yesterday, that urgency seems to have been stepped up. And I think the timing would be quite nice to have a Team Australia Day on Budget Day, October the 6th, when the Reserve Bank cuts rates, indicates a commitment to buy more bonds. And in that evening, the Australian government announces a stimulatory budget. So I think the timing is right. Normally, the Reserve Bank will often wait to see the nature of the budget. But on this occasion, I think it's better that we have this Team Australia moment, where the Reserve Bank seem to be supporting the government's commitment to get the economy moving.
Bill Evans also says the key here is the jobs outlook.
They're more pessimistic than we are in the very short term. We think the economy will expand by about 4% in the second half of this year, and their number is about 1.3%. But what's very important in interpreting that speech yesterday is the longer term outlook. And the biggest concern the deputy governor had was that the unemployment rate will still be at 7% at the end of 2022. And he pointed out that even 5% that we saw before COVID was not good enough to lift wages growth. So full employment, in his opinion, must be well below that 5% level. So 2 years' time, record stimulus, and still sitting with a 7% unemployment rate, that's a signal to get moving on further stimulus if it's possible. And I think they've indicated that that is now the case.
Bill Evans there, the chief economist at Westpac. Now, that outlook, along with those comments from the Reserve Bank deputy governor yesterday, has seen the Australian dollar fall 1 US cent since the same time yesterday, buying around 71.3 US at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on this Wednesday. But while the currency fell, the Australian share market bolted today. The S&P ASX 200 up 2.42% or 139 points to 5,923. CSL led the gains up 3.8%. The banks doing well. NAB the best there up 2.9%. Resource stocks also rose. And positive news on the COVID-19 cases out of Victoria helped travel stocks. Transurban added about 4.9%. And for more on the day's session, I spoke earlier to Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management. Niv, the market is up today. Why?
Yeah, Ricardo, look, we saw Bill Evans, Chief Economist for Westpac, advising that interest rates will likely become lower at 0.1%. And we saw a really strong rally on the back of the technology space in the US, and that's driving the ASX over 120 points at the moment.
So lower interest rates, what will that potentially mean for the market?
Yeah, look, lower interest rates means more disposable income to us. It really depends on what percentage the banks will pass on. But obviously more disposable incomes in our pockets equate to essentially a bigger market and more retail spending. So we've seen a pickup across all sectors of the economy, and property is a big focus.
Speaking of in focus, mining in focus, why?
Yeah, look, we have seen the Australian dollar come off just of late, but we've seen base metals across the board being gold, silver and commodities. From a general perspective, a lot more activity. So as activity starts to really pick up again in China, we do expect the mining space to pick up, and that's driving commodity prices higher and more investment.
I guess with more of us at home also, it'd be no surprise that e-gaming or e-sports and gaming, they're on the rise.
Oh, look, absolutely. I don't know if those at home have watched the League of Legends documentary, but there's more people at home driving a lot more gaming across the board. So we just recently raised some money for a company called iCandy Interactive, and they've driven significant inflows of gaming and esports activities. So we have seen that whole sector really pick up.
And what can you tell me about ethical investments in the green economy?
Yeah, the government laid out just recently a plan about really the ethical investment side. So I think there's a lot more money coming back into hydrogen, the green economy, the decentralized energy trading, renewable energy, and really food scarcity. So that has been a really big focus point for the government, and we are going to see a lot more money coming into that space over coming months.
Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management. Finally, we've got some preliminary retail sales numbers for the month of August from the Australian Bureau of Statistics today. It showed a 4.2% fall in turnover, and that was due to a 12.6% fall in Victoria amid that stage four restrictions in Melbourne. Still, turnover is almost 7% higher than a year ago. More, here's Diana Messina, Senior Economist at AMP Capital.
It's been a huge lift in household goods spending. Household goods has benefited firstly from this round of people adjusting to working from home, so purchasing different types of machinery and technology and hardware that you need to work from home, like computers, desks. And then it turned into more of a household goods type of thing, like gardening supplies, furnishings, and then it's also turned into white goods now. So there's clearly been this sense of, we're spending a lot of time at home, let's zhuzh up our house and try and make it a bit nicer. I think also because everyone's been stuck in their local area or at home, some of the spending that you might have done from interstate travel or overseas travel has been brought to local spending, and that's gone to the retail sector.
Diana Messina there from AMP Capital. That is On The Money for this Wednesday, the 23rd of September 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter at Business Ricardo. I'll see you soon.